Title: Reverse Cymbal Placement for Clean Mixes Beginner. Alright, let's talk about one of the most classic drum and bass transition sounds ever, the reverse cymbal. When it's done right, it feels like the track is getting pulled forward into the next moment, like the drop is being sucked toward you. But when it's done wrong, it's just a big fizzy smear that sits on top of your drums, steals punch from your snare, and adds this low mid whoosh that makes your whole mix feel cloudy. So in this lesson, you're going to build a simple, controllable workflow in Ableton Live that gives you that hype reverse cymbal energy, but keeps your drums clean and punchy. Dock Ableton devices only, plus your cymbal sample. First, the mindset that makes this easy. Think masking budget, not effects volume. Reverse cymbals live in the same neighborhood as your hats and your snare air, so the goal isn't make it loud. The goal is audible when soloed, but mostly felt when the full drums are playing. If you can clearly hear the reverse during the busiest part of the drop, it's probably too hot. Step 1. Choose the right cymbal source. This matters way more than beginners think. For drum and bass, you want a cymbal with a clean tail, not a weird crunchy recording unless you specifically want that jungle grit. Also, avoid anything super gommy in the low mids. That's the stuff that turns into fog the moment you reverse it. A smooth crash is a safe pick. A bright ride hit can work great for techie rollers. A hat stack can give you that edgy, fast energy. Once you've picked one, drag it onto an audio track and name it something obvious like REVCYM. This keeps your project organized when you start adding more effects later. Step 2. Reverse it cleanly. There are two fast ways. The quickest, click the audio clip, go down to clip view, and hit reverse. Done. The cleaner way, especially if your cymbal is part of a longer recording, highlight just the chunk you want, consolidate it with CMD or Control plus J, then hit reverse. Consolidating first gives you a neat clip you can fade, warp, and edit without surprises. Step 3. Warp settings for DNB timing. This is where reverse cymbals go from kinda works to feels pro. Turn warp on. For warp mode, try beats if your cymbal is pretty percussive. If beats makes the tail sound crunchy or weird, switch to complex. Then check the timing so the reverse tail ends exactly where you expect. Here's the big DNB rule. The reverse cymbal should end right on a downbeat, not close, not basically there, exactly on it. So if your drop starts at bar 17, beat 1, the reverse cymbal should end at 17.1.1. The end point is like a transient. Treat it with the same respect you'd give a kick or snare placement. Step 4. Place it in the arrangement using classic DNB positions. Let's lock in 3 placements you can reuse constantly. Most common: a 1-bar reverse into the drop. That means it starts at bar 16 and ends at bar 17. If you do just this one move well, you're already in business. Second, a shorter reverse, like 2 beats, into a snare fill. This is perfect for breaky or jungle edits, where you want momentum but you don't want to blur the fill. Third, a 2-bar reverse for bigger incoming danger energy. This shows up more in heavier neuro or dancefloor builds. Just remember, the longer the reverse, the more it can flatten your drum groove if you don't control it. Now step 5, the clean mix device chain. This is your core workflow. On your REVCYM track, first add EQ8. This is non-negotiable. Start with a high-pass filter, steep, like 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. And don't be scared to go higher. If your track is bass-heavy, push it up towards 600 Hz. You want this effect to feel like top-end motion, not low-mid fog. Then listen for harshness or hiss around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it pokes, do a gentle dip with a medium Q, maybe take out 2 to 4 dB. And if it feels dull after cleaning, add a tiny high shelf around 10 to 12 kHz. 1 to 3 dB is usually enough. You're not trying to turn it into white noise, you're just giving it a little air. Next, add utility. Reverse cymbals trick your ear because they swell, so you tend to set them too loud. Start by pulling the gain down about 6 dB. Then use width as a cleanliness knob. If it's washing out your hats, narrow it to maybe 70 to 90%. If your mix is sparse and you want more excitement, you can widen a bit, like 110 to 130%, but only if your main hats aren't already super wide. Then add a gentle compressor for leveling. Ratio around 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This just smooths the swell so you don't get random spikes right before the drop. Now step 6, make space for the downbeat with the duck before impact trick. This is where reverse cymbals stop fighting your drums. Option is classic sidechain compression. put a compressor after EQ8, enable sidechain, and choose your drum bus or just your snare track. In drum and bass, sidechaining to the snare is often the cleanest, because the snare is the moment you want to protect. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking right at impact. And here's an advanced but easy upgrade. Try making the duck start slightly before the hit, like 10 to 30 milliseconds early. That tiny vacuum can make the drop feel louder without raising any levels. Option B is volume automation, and it's more surgical. Right on the downbeat moment, dip the reverse cymbal by 2 to 5 dB and return it quickly, like within 50 to 120 milliseconds. Automation often sounds more intentional than heavy sidechain, especially for clean dancefloor DNB. Step 7. Fade shaping so it's smooth and click-free. Reverse cymbals sometimes click at the start, because the reversed clip begins at what used to be the tail end. Add a tiny fade-in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, just to kill any click. Now, zoom in on the end point. This audio version is shortened for playback.